The Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade has again warned Australians to reconsider any travel to Indonesia. The overall level of advice hasn't changed, but the department has updated security information in the wake of the weekend raid in Bali, where five suspected militants were killed. Indonesian police believe the men were planning to rob money changers and use the cash to fund a terrorist operation. Indonesia may be a popular holiday destination for Australians, but our attitude to our nearest neighbour is often pretty negative. A new survey released by the Lowy Institute suggests, though, the majority of Indonesians want a much broader and warmer relationship with Australians. Michael Wesley is the Executive Director of the Lowy Institute. Michael, good morning. Welcome to Breakfast.
Good morning, Fran.
Michael, this is a survey of more than 1,000 Indonesians focusing on trade, foreign affairs, a whole range of issues. How do Indonesians view Australia and Australians?
Well, more warmly than Australians view Indonesians. We've been polling Australians on their views on the world since 2005, and we've returned consistently lukewarm feelings, very ambivalent feelings that Australians feel towards Indonesians. The last time we polled how Indonesians look at the world and look at Australia back in 2006, we found that there was a remarkable similarity of the lukewarm feelings that Indonesians felt about us. When we polled them again in October, November last year, we found a remarkable improvement, a much warmer feeling about Australia than Australians have about Indonesia.
And how do you quantify that? How do you come to this degree of warmth or otherwise?
Well, we ask a series of questions. One of the headline questions we ask is, we ask people to rate on a thermometer of 0 to 100 their warmth of feeling towards other countries. So 100 is very warm and 0 is very cool. Australians generally have rated Indonesia on average between about 49 degrees and about 54 degrees. That was the level of Indonesian feeling towards Australia back in 2006. What we found was that Australia has leapt up the rankings up into the 60% zone, and we are now the fourth most warmly regarded country by Indonesians.
And does your survey give you any indication on what's brought about that change?
Look, I think there are a couple of things here. Firstly, when we polled back in 2006, it was memories of things such as the asylum seekers dispute, memories such as the dispute over West Papua was still very fresh in Indonesian minds. But I think also the poll shows a general Indonesian feeling of optimism, confidence in the world, confidence with globalisation, a real belief in the strength of their economy that reflects a decade of strong Indonesian growth and stability.
So they're kind of favourably disposed towards trading partners.
That's right, that's right. We found that actually they're much more comfortable with foreign investment, with globalisation and those sorts of things than Australians are.
In talking about trade, it's important to note that you didn't specifically look at the live exports question in this survey, which has been one of the biggest issues between the two countries in recent months, I think was about at the time you were surveying. Mm. Why didn't you include that?
Well, it was a bit fresh. We were concerned that if you ask questions like that very soon after the event happens, you tend to get a skewed result. So we would tend to probably ideally wait between 6 and 12 months after an incident to really gauge what public perceptions are. We thought about putting in a question on that, but then we decided that it would probably lead to a skewed result.
Why do you think Australians feel lukewarm towards Indonesia? Why do you think that's prevalent?
Well, this is
a persistent attitude.
This is a fascinating question to me. I think it shows a number of things. Firstly, Indonesia is the closest Asian country to Australia, and I think for a lot of people it plays into a lot of very old Australian fears and prejudices about Asia, a crowded, impoverished country that is poised to come down and take over the riches of the Australian continent.
So we're frightened of them.
I think there's a part of that. There's a belief, there's a strong stereotype of Indonesia as a military dictatorship and therefore a military threat to Australia. There's also more contemporary issues such as the invasion of East Timor and the Balabo 5 incident. All of these things, I think, play into a series of stereotypes. And what's quite interesting is that, anecdotally at least, we see, and partly in our polling, these stereotypes seem to transcend socioeconomic status. So the elites in our society have these prejudices as much as you know, the lower socioeconomic status people.
What about, I mean, there's two other factors. It's the largest Muslim democracy. I think it's the largest Muslim country, I think, and so close to us. Do you think that is an issue for Australians?
I think so. I mean, I think some of the more contemporary fears come from the time of the Bali bombings, the fanaticism of the Bali bombers when they were shown on television, and a fear of, you know, the Muslim world and terrorism. And then, of course, even more recently, you've got the controversy over Chappelle Corby and the belief that the Indonesian justice system doesn't work properly.
Talking of terrorism, though, I mean, again, yesterday, DFAT is warning Australians about terrorism in Indonesia. It is an issue, and one that, of course, would have an effect, wouldn't it, on public perceptions?
Oh, sure, absolutely. And look, we asked Indonesians what they thought about, you know, was suicide bombing ever justified? While we got 88% saying no, it was never justified, there was still a small core of people, probably around 8%, that said, yes, it was justified in some circumstances. So, look, we have to acknowledge that there is an extremist element in Indonesian society. And you know, the Indonesians are as concerned about this element as we are.
What about Bali? Australians flock to Bali still. You know, it didn't take that long after the Bali bombing for Australian tourists to return there in numbers. Mm. Why do Australians view Bali differently? Do you think... I just wonder whether a lot of us don't even really associate it with Indonesia.
Well, we actually tested for that question, Fran. Last year in our Lowy poll, we asked Australians to rate their warmth of feelings towards Indonesia and separately towards Bali. And what we found was only about a two-degree difference, which is well within the margin of error. So I'm not sure they actually do distinguish between Bali and Indonesia. My own feeling is, not having ever been to Bali, I must admit, that Australians like the beaches, but I don't think they're particularly interested in the Balinese culture or the history of Bali, which is fascinating and rich in itself.
At a government and diplomatic level, it's a very solid, warm relationship between Indonesia and Australia at the moment. Not so, according to your poll anyway, from Australia to Indonesia at a people-to-people level. Does this matter, and should the government be working on this?
Absolutely.
How would they do that?
Absolutely it matters. I think governments tend to be seduced by the warmth of government-to-government relations. And the problem of that is that without a warm public-to-public feeling, there is no ballast to the relationship. So really quite minor incidents, such as the arrest of Chappelle Corby, or, you know, something else that happens to go wrong in the relationship, you can see the relationship fluctuate wildly and public passions really start to mount and make the situation much worse and spin out of control of what governments can do about it. Now, really, I think it's a test of our political maturity as a country to realise that the weakness of people-to-people ties and people-to-people links is a real problem. We had the Indonesian president, when he spoke to the Australian public parliament last year, actually quote Lowy polling and say this is a real problem. I think what the Australian government needs to do is to recognise that this is a problem and that it is in the Australian national interest to start to turn around some of these Australian public stereotypes and prejudices about Indonesia.
And Michael, Australia has a new foreign minister, Bob Carr. Do you think that's a good opportunity? Do you see any signs of a change in Australia's focus to the region?
Oh, look, I would certainly hope so. I certainly know that some of this polling that we're doing is having an impact at government level and on the opposition, I must say, and that there's a great deal of interest in this. What we need to do is to work out the best way of turning around some of these perceptions.
Michael Wesley, thank you very much for joining us.
My pleasure, Fran.
Michael Wesley is the Executive Director of the Lowy Institute and talking about their latest survey, speaking to Indonesians about attitudes towards Australians. It's 6:45 on Breakfast.